Let's welcome our next two contestants, Tim Lynch and Lucy Lesser. Now, Lucy, you worked in television as a producer and a director for many, many years. I'm sure you have seen it all. Do you have a top experience or maybe nightmare? I don't know.
The first show I ever field produced was about Old Dirty Bastard from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah.
And I was with him on the day he got out of maximum security jail. Well, he got out of maximum security prison and got sent to a mental hospital. And then 6 weeks later, we showed up to be with him on the first 3 months of him being on parole.
That's pretty good. I applaud you for that one. Tim, do you want to talk about the time you hung out with the Wu-Tang Clan?
I don't think it's fit for radio consumption.
Fair enough. High school physics teacher, thank you. You subject your students to at least one, in your words, atrocious pun per day. An atrocious pun every day.
As much as possible.
Okay,
yes. Let's,
I think we need one.
I took a beaker, a 1,000-milliliter beaker, and filled it up, since this is Easter time, with those lavender-colored marshmallow peeps, and asked them what it was. And eventually, somebody eventually gets it, that it's a purple peep leader.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I knew it was going to be good when you started with, I took a 1,000-milliliter beaker.
That lives up to the name you've given it. Fantastic. Okay, this game is called Fonzie Scheme.
Tim.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan, sit on it.
Yeah, right. See, that comeback is not going to work, because usually what you need is a studio audience to go, ooh, after you say it. Otherwise, it doesn't have any effect.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So try it again.
Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Sit on it.
Ooh. Yeah, see, now my feelings are hurt. Anyway, just like me, the Happy Days character, Arthur Fonzarelli, was cool. In fact, he was so cool that he had his own catchphrase, which, as you know, was...
Hey.
So in this game, every answer is a word or phrase that ends in the sound A. And if you want to be as cool as me and the Fonz, and you'll answer in this way, A, at the end, because you got to ham it up. So, Art, show them how it's done, if you would.
If we said Fonzie never drinks soda and he always brushes his teeth because he wants to prevent what? The answer would be tooth decay.
You see how cool? You see how cool that sounds?
Totally cool.
Super cool.
All
right, are you ready? Although he likes Arnold's Drive-In, when he's really hungry, the Fonz goes to this type of all-you-can-eat restaurant. Tim.
An all-you-can-eat buffet.
That's right. It was a bit of a surprise to see that Mrs. Cunningham was reading this steamy novel by E.L. James.
50 Shades of Grey.
That's correct. Oh, Mrs. C.
Tropic of Cancer and now this.
People right now are beginning fan fiction all over the country.
I'd read it.
The Fonz can make jukeboxes play just by hitting them, but he knows not to hit the oven while baking this dish made from egg whites, because that could cause it to fall. Tim.
Soufflé.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
It's tough to say that and be cool.
But if he's the Fonz, doesn't he have that superpower where he hits it and goes off, and then he hits it again and comes on? So if the soufflé, couldn't he just hit it?
Are you suggesting that the Fonz has the power to make a fallen soufflé rise again?
Yes!
Because it is so perfect, some wonder if the Fonz's trademark pompadour is actually one of these. Tim.
A toupee.
Yes, that's right. The Fonz might use this Middle Ages siege engine to jump sharks. Yes, Tim.
A trebuchet.
Yeah, I just found out that wasn't just a font.
I didn't even know what that was.
It's for throwing rocks.
Yeah.
Or motorcycles.
Oh.
Even though he grew up in the 50s, Fonzie is a huge fan of this hip-hop duo from the 80s who starred in the 1990 film House Party. Lucy.
Kid and Play.
I like how there's two different Fonzies up here, right? Lucy's got sort of like a laid-back, sort of happy Fonzie, and Tim does like a gymnastic back arch throwback Fonzie.
They both have their own kind of intensity.
I know, exactly.
This is your last clue. Fonzie had a little dreidel. According to the song, what did he make it out of? Lucy.
He made it out of clay.
That's right, he did. Art Chung, how did this game turn out?
It was a close game, but the player of the day is Tim.
Congratulations, Tim. We'll see you at the end of our show. Coming up, we'll talk to a man who has way more Legos in his home than you do, Lego artist Nathan Sawaya. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.